Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who sleeps with free pillows. Your host, Maceo.
Ladies and gentlemen, Everything EHC is proud to bring you a camper from the Adult Session 2018. A revisiting Everything EHC camper who has tons of awesome insight. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Billy Pillow! Welcome to Everything EHC, Billy Pillows.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.
I'm glad to have you back. You joined us at Everything EHC last year. We're doing it again this year in a little different spot. It's beautiful out here, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
Excellent, excellent. Billy Pillows, where are you from?
Well, I live in Benicia, but I was born in Miami Beach, Florida on June 27th, 65 years ago. This year.
Are you celebrating your birthday up here again?
No, unfortunately. It's on the day we leave.
Oh. Well, we'll still... they're still going to do something for you, I would imagine.
They better. I'm going to...
They're better.
Take their pillows, I am.
Okay, Billy Pillows. We're going to ask some questions.
Okay.
When did you start packing for EHC?
Oh, my. I think it was going... It was like Sunday before camp.
Gotcha, gotcha. So a little bit prepared, but not too far prepared.
No.
Gotcha. All right, and who did you sit next to when you rode up here to EHC?
My sister brought me.
Nice. Okay. You didn't ride the bus or
anything?
Nope. No, you came up with your sister.
Yep.
Nice. Okay, what is your favorite EHC meal?
Dinner!
Which dinner? What dinner? Any dinner?
It doesn't matter.
Their
last night
good?
Was, yep.
Okay.
The food was wonderful last night.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The pizza was really good, even though it was almost a flop.
You like to eat at fast food restaurants?
It depends.
What's your favorite fast food restaurant?
Well,
you get to choose.
I like Burger Pillow.
Burger Pillows.
Or Burger
the flame broiled pillow.
Yep.
Okay. If you're wondering what the pillows is about, please refer to last year's show. All the explanations are there.
BillyPillows.com.
That's it. Okay, we'll go with that. All right. Let's see. Do you prefer beer or wine?
I really don't care. I like both.
You like a little alcohol now and again?
A little, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do too. A little taste now and again
yep.
is pretty good.
Yep.
Let's see. What is your top five favorite songs at the moment, right now?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing like today. Nothing today.
Nothing today. Okay, nothing today. What is your, we talk jazz.
Yes.
We can talk a lot of jazz.
Yes.
Have you discovered any new jazz this last year since we last talked?
Let's see.
Have you heard anything new or discovered anything? Or did you rediscover anything?
You know, I pretty much... I think I've discovered there was a band that I heard in Vallejo at the Empress Theater. Tammy Hall and her quintet. She's a pianist and singer, and they performed about a week before I came to camp, or 2 weeks. It was a Saturday night that the Vallejo Jazz Society was putting out, and it was like wonderful.
Nice.
It was an all women band. And the sixth person couldn't make it for some reason. She played trombone. And why is my voice being?
I just turned it up a little bit.
Oh, that's fine. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. No,
thank
I
you.
Just I had to turn it up. It was a little quiet, so I just
okay.
turned it up.
Thank
Audio
you.
Description. I'm adjusting the volumes as Billy Pillows is talking.
Okay.
So you enjoyed that music?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
It was live, but the theater has, it's an old theater, was built sometime in 1915. Maybe The war began the year before that.
Yeah.
World War One.
1914.
Yep. So in 1915, they built the theater. It was a vaudeville theater. But they had to restore it and fix it up and stuff. So they did a wonderful job. And every few months, they have a jazz society performance. And people from all over the Bay Area, the bands come and perform. So I really enjoyed the Tammy Hall.
Nice. I'm going to look into that.
And I also heard Kenny Washington's performance a few years ago, the singer.
Yep.
And, who else?
So now take me to some of your classics. Go to jazz tunes or bands.
Jazz tunes, bands.
Yeah. You can go everything from Miles Davis to...
I think Miles. I love Flamenco Sketches.
Yep.
I actually have the CD, the two CD set of Blue.
Yeah, that's one of the greatest.
On Green Dolphin Street.
Oh, yeah.
And I like...
Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock. I like everything by him, including I Have a Dream.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I bongoed. That's,
we go to that song a lot.
I bongoed that on Saturday.
Yeah. That's a beautiful tune.
Yes, it was wonderful.
And then, of course, we both agree that the Snarky Puppy is super good.
Snarky is wonderful.
Snarky Puppy is carrying on the jazz tradition, modern jazz tradition. They're a great Grammy Award-winning band that we both love to listen
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely, from Denton, Texas.
Jazz, yeah.
And Miles, I like everything by Miles. But I like the Gil Evans, what he did with the Porgy and Bess. And,
oh, yeah.
Sketches of Spain.
Sketches of Spain is
Miles
magnificent.
The Miles Ahead Suite.
Yep.
I like
On the Corner.
Oh, definitely.
I like On the Corner because it's not as crazy as Bitches Brew.
No.
But it's on the brink. It's just almost super fusion.
Yeah.
Bitches Brew can be a little bit difficult to listen to if you're not in the mood.
I love the CTI stuff.
Right.
I don't know if they have any CTI stuff up here, but if I do a show again,
yeah, you're gonna
it's going to happen. I'm gonna ask if there's any CTI stuff.
All right.
You know, I want to hear something like... the Hubert Laws from Hubert Laws or
right.
Freddie Hubbard mm-hmm. with the strings.
Yeah.
And I want to hear Stanley Turrentine doing Sugar.
Okay.
And
so you're ready to go.
I'm
got to get Mariana to do the Jazz Hour again.
Absolutely. I want it to happen before I leave camp.
Absolutely.
Because I don't want to go back to face this cancer. And
you want to talk about that a little bit at all or not?
Well, I don't mind it.
Okay. Is it healing for you to talk about what's going on with your diagnosis?
No, it heals a lot because I it's the first time I've ever had to deal with it.
To experience this, yeah.
I mean...
any kind of serious health problems? Is that what you're saying?
Right now, not really. It's just I don't like it and I don't think it's fair.
I know that it's been... on your mind, it's been kind of a new diagnosis for you in the past couple months, and you know everybody here at camp has been nothing but 100% supportive.
And I'm very appreciative.
And we love you, and we want you here many, many more years.
Love
so
you guys.
Just stick with your team and do what you got to do to get better.
Absolutely,
Billy.
Absolutely.
And you know, like you've been such a beautiful part of this camp for so long. We need you here for that for many more. You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean?
So there's a song that I heard yesterday when we were doing the EHC radio, the Kenny Loggins, This Is It.
Yep.
I have just I adopted it.
Yeah.
I adopted it.
Those words meant something to you.
They did.
They did, didn't they? They did. We love you, Billy Pillows.
I never thought it ever would for me, because it's about a guy and his father, and his father's dying of cancer, and he says, you gotta fight. Nobody's going to fight your battles for you except you.
That's it.
Your back's to the corner. You have to fight. You can't, you're not going any farther. It's over and done one way or the other.
Yep, that's it.
You know,
it was inspiring to you.
That is very inspiring to me.
Yes.
Because I can't, that motivates me.
Right.
If I could hear that song again, I don't mind it.
I'm going to play that song. I'll edit this podcast. We'll play it at the end of this podcast.
Thank you.
Is that cool?
Yes.
So people know exactly what we're talking about?
Exactly.
Okay. Perfect. That's what we're going to do.
Because I'm just jonesing for that song.
Right. So why don't you sing me a little song to finish this up, to bring the mood up, get us back to our Billy Pillows way of thinking. You want to sing us a little something on the way out here?
Let's see. Pack up all my cares and woe. Here I go, singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet and so is she. Bye, bye, blackbird. But bring me back that pillow, please. No one here to love or understand me. Oh, what hard luck stories they all hand me. Make my bed, light the light. You know I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye, bye, boom. Bo-dum-ga-dum-dum-dum. Pack up all my cares and woe. Here I go, singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird. Can you dig it?
I dig it.
Where somebody waits for me, I just wish there was a piano and a bass for me. Bye, bye, blackbird. Eat your heart out, Mark Murphy. Woo! No one here to love or understand me. He was one of my heroes. Oh, what the hard luck stories they all hand me. He loved Jack Kerouac, yes. Make my bed, light the light. I'll be home late tonight. Blackbird, bye, bye. Boom, 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 boom. Hey, blackbird, get lost. Boom, boom. Go, boom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Billy Pillows.
And I'll be at the Monterey Jazz Festival sometime in the future. Just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. No, no, show up. BillyPillows.com.
Absolutely.
He's on tour.
Yes,
he's on
I am.
Tour.
I'm on tour.
Thank you.
I'll be playing at Yoshi's in like December.
Thank you so much, Billy Pillows, for sharing everything, all your enlightening, inspiring stuff that you have, that you bring here to this camp, personality-wise. You've been coming here a long time.
Since 65.
Yeah.
Off and on.
Yeah. So we're so grateful and thankful that we have you as a friend and a family member here. And we're just going to keep bringing you back.
Oh, I'll be back.
Keep recording all these tasty things that you do.
Yep.
All this energy that you bring. Is there anything you want to say this year to anybody out there before we sign off here, Billy?
I just want to say to everybody, everyone, thank you. Thanks to AmeriCorps for what they did. They are responsible for this camp being rebuilt. They're reborn. They're responsible for our summers.
Yes.
And I just want to thank them because they're just amazing people.
I would agree.
I can't say anything enough.
Yeah.
To express how I feel about all this because I'm just very grateful that we have our camp back.
Yes. And there's a lot of factors that could have potentially prevented us from even being here this year.
Exactly.
And somehow, some way, the spirits of camp made it possible for us to be here after such a traumatic experience for this property.
But I just wanted to thank everyone for their support. I want to thank them. I want to thank Maceo Pillows for his support too and his friendship. I want to thank you for your friendship because
thank you, Billy, and
your sense of humor. I love your sense of humor. I love everything about you.
Thank you. I love you too, Billy Pillows.
And so I thank you for
thank you.
Allowing
That's very nice.
This to happen.
This has been quite a productive podcast, I would say. We covered a lot of information.
We sure did. And I'm signing off with love for all of you. A love supreme.
Love supreme. Thank you very much, Billy Pillows. You've been listening to Everything EHC. one of our legendary campers here, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed that. We love listening to what our campers have to say. It's 2018, 20 years of Tony Fletcher. You know what I mean? We got it going on here at Enchanted Hills Camp. I'm signing off. We're going to do a few more here before I have to leave camp today, and I'm going to get them posted up this week for sure, so keep listening to everything EHC here at Maceo.net. Thank you, Billy Billows.
You're welcome.
Signing off, over and out.
Bye.
This is it.
Yep.
This is it. Here it goes. You ready? We're going to play it. This is it.
Time for